This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to talk a little Breonna Taylor and this decision. And we're going to try to talk about what we believe is happening systemically and also what specifically happened in this case. And then if you believe what has been either reported or has been documented in this case. Grand jury obviously spent a great deal of time on this. People are humans. People can be brilliant at this. People can be meticulous at this. People can get it exactly right. People can be wrong. Chad, Adam, and Dan here with you on CCO. Every single one of us on this show believes that systemic racism is a huge factor in our country and that black individuals in this country are quite frequently treated differently with encounters with the police, with encounters with everyday life. That does not mean every single time that someone who's a black woman or man who's involved in the police, it only happens because of race. To me, and I believe Adam and Dan are with me, we believe it's not close. If you look at the data, that's it's more that the evidence is overwhelming what has happened collectively. This decision, though, is not about collectively. This decision is about what happened that night. So let's just go through it. And Adam and Dan, you guys jump in. So again, as we pointed out when it happened in the 12 o'clock hour, our updates from CBS. Red Hankinson, he's the detective. The three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree. He's already been fired by the department. Two other officers that were in the apartment were not charged. The attorney general, we're going to talk about a lot here. Mattingly was the first and only officer to enter the apartment. Authorities say that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, shot Mattingly, who immediately knew he was shot as a result of feeling the heat in the thigh. Walker's lawyers, they dispute this, that his client injured Mattingly, saying fire could have come from other officers. Walker has said he reacted in fear of intruder. We're going to get to that disparity in moments. What is not in dispute, though, is that Mattingly returned fire. Six shots, according to the attorney general. Cosgrove, the other officer, fired 16 times. The AG says this. According to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly Cosgrove, these are the other two officers, who were not charged, was justified. Now, Mattingly, he's the one who was back in the news yesterday when his email went public. When he was trying to unify police officers, blame the administrators for how they have to act, highly critical of individuals who are speaking out on this case and sick of police taking too much abuse. Some also have talked about prosecution for the arrest of Joshua Janes. Again, Janes, the belief was, had applied for the no-knock search warrant that led officers to Taylor's home. Attorneys for Breonna Taylor's family, a reminder, say that Janes used false information to obtain the warrant. We cannot forget Joshua Janes. That's when weeks ago they announced a settlement of $12 million for Breonna Taylor's family. Now, Adam and Dan, here's the first part where I want you guys to jump in. The Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, a black man and a Republican, said that despite longstanding depiction of this case, the officers were not, I repeat, were not serving a no-knock warrant. The officers involved and a civilian nearby told investigators that they heard officers knocking at the apartment and announcing themselves, Cameron said. Adam, you first with this one. If all parties would agree to that, that doesn't take away the sorrow that Breonna Taylor is gone. That doesn't take away the devastation that Breonna Taylor is gone. But Adam, this idea, if you believe what the Attorney General is saying and what the civilian is saying, that would take away the idea, why wouldn't someone respond? This is a Castle Doctrine situation. You're going to respond to somebody coming in. You don't know who it could be. They've said before it could be a former boyfriend causing issues. Don't we think this is a huge part of what has come out today? And you can be sure not everybody's going to agree with that. But if that is true, Adam, that's a very different side of this story.
That's the problem, though, is knowing the truth. And that's where so many things, these things fall apart. And, if they announce themselves, announce who they were coming in, and they get fired upon, I don't know what else response they have to do what they did.
Shouldn't that be very fairly easy to distinguish, though?
I just was going to say that. I was going to say that 100%.
Yeah.
Don't we have documentation that is going to show we had the no-knock warrant or we didn't have the no-knock warrant? How tough is that to find? Then we can debate, and you can decide if you believe this civilian or not, and so many people are going to arrive at that decision, Dan, probably how they think of what's going on now with the police and how blacks are treated, and we should be able to rise above that, which is case, even when there's a preponderance evidence and people have that feeling both ways. But in this one, isn't that clear? We either know that was the truth or we don't.
We should know that. We should know that. And I would love to hear an explanation from officials in Louisville as to why we apparently don't seem to know that. Because that should absolutely be documented, and you know, we can, like you said, we can debate the value and the safety and all of that associated with a no-knock warrant, whether that's a good idea or not. But you know, in terms of the legal culpability of these officers in this shooting, it would be pretty important to know, and I can't imagine why that wouldn't be documented.
Now, Adam went over this in the 12 o'clock hour, but if you missed it, wanton behavior, and this is the charge the one officer received, occurs when someone is aware of and consciously disregards a substantial and unjustifiable risk that something negative will happen, a risk of such an age and degree that disregards thereof constitute a gross deviation from standard conduct that a reasonable person would observe in this situation. And Adam, just to emphasize this, the charges have nothing to do with the death of Breonna Taylor. They are accusing and believing that the charges, that there's enough evidence, because this officer and the decision to fire fired into a nearby apartment. So many people are gonna phrase this wrong. Yes, we know of this because Breonna Taylor died. We know of this because we have this enormous divide in our country about what's going on with race, what's going on with the police. And, of course, we've just decided you're either in one category or the other, as opposed to we can all be facile enough and smart enough to track this down. I think that's another important part of this, Adam. This isn't shooting Breonna Taylor. This is shooting into the other apartment. That's what these charges are based on. I think that adds to the anger from the people who believe this was unnecessary. Is that a fair point?
Of course. I mean, that was distinct right away that these charges have, that they're not to, they don't have anything to do with her death. So basically nobody got charged in connection with her death. It was merely the shots were fired, as you mentioned, in the other apartment.
Well, you're right about that. But I'm looking all over the web, Adam, and everywhere I look, it says, here's who was charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. No, the guy was charged because he fired into a nearby apartment complex. So, Dan, a couple people are texting that they right away were able to Google and find the no-knock warrant. Can you try to look and see?
Sure.
If that's there, and if it's legit, by the way, too. You know, not that somebody, I mean, all sides can make up things. Are we capable enough as a society to judge this case on its own? And if your frustration is in, hopefully, deference to where the hell this country's at right now, or in particular more for the police officers or blacks in our country, can you do both? Can you be incredibly angry about what happened, but also separate this one? Because to me, there's just so much of just affirming where you stand and the reasons why you feel that way. Because we've watched a lot of cases where officers have been charged or weren't charged. And initial narratives came out and that they changed on all sides, by the way, not just to benefit the police. Sometimes the narrative was benefiting the police, and people continue to do that when really it wasn't as complimentary. And the same thing for potential victims, including victims who are black in this country. I want you to chime in through texts and phone calls. We're going to stay with this for at least one more segment, and we might have a guest on it before we are done. 651-989-9226. Talking about the events of the day, no officer charged directly in the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge filed against the one officer, Hankinson, for firing his weapon, which went in a nearby apartment. Texts are accepted at 651-989-9226. Phone calls at the same number, 651-989-9226. McKinley has called in. Go ahead, McKinley. You're on WCCO.
Hello, Chad. I'm calling. My major issue is with the warrant. I think I heard that they're still trying to resolve if charges can be had there, but that's where I believe charges should be made.
Well, did you hear us before on the Attorney General suggesting that this belief that it was a no-knock warrant is incorrect? Some are suggesting that it may have been a no-knock warrant initially and that it was modified, that by the time the officers arrived, it was not that. And then according to a witness, and then we can debate how much we believe the witness or not, that the officers did identify themselves.
But I'm saying either way, knock or no knock, if the warrant was falsified, was it just in the beginning?
If, you know, Joshua James is the individual behind it, he has faced the accusations that he lied about it. You're 100% right, McKinley. If he and anybody else with him, if they lied about this information, then 100%. You are correct. That would that's something where this person should face that. I did not hear today. We were on the air. Maybe you heard it, McKinley. I don't know. I did not hear if the Attorney General was asked specifically whether it was ever a no-knock warrant or it was always a warrant all along. If he believes that this individual or anybody else had lied about the warrant.
I believe I heard, I was working as well, but I believe it was going to be, that piece is going to be handled, I think, on the federal end, close to the state. So I believe it's not, hasn't been dealt with yet, is what I heard, I think.
Okay, that could be true. McKinley, call in another time. Have you gentlemen heard that? Have you guys heard that, Dan or Adam, whether that part was stated at all by the Attorney General today?
I do not know. I'm not sure.
No, I have not heard that.
How much today of the reaction, Adam, by people on all sides who are paying attention to this is just the feeling that they believe, and they may have ample evidence to back it up. It may be right on. It may be distorted evidence. But their reaction is not specifically on what has come out today. It is just on what they already believe, and this just amplifies it. Which is a part of where we're, which is a part of the reason why our country is as bleeped up as it is.
Rough figure, sadly, probably 90%.
Dan, what do you think?
I think you make a good point that there is a lot of that involved. But I go back and forth on this because part of the reason that, you know, that's been allowed to happen is because this has taken so bloody long for any kind of, you know, charging decision, right? The fact that they took the amount of time that they did to come to this conclusion allowed for a lot of room for people to speculate and form opinions, and then whatever evidence comes out today isn't going to move anybody because they've already decided where they're at. And I think a lot of that's just, this was so slow rolled, it feels like, that I can't fathom blaming folks for coming to an opinion where today's information may not move them very much.
Yeah, it was a long time. It was a $12 million settlement. It sadly fits a pattern that the three of us believe in, that systemic racism is out there within our society, within police. I think for me personally, it's irrefutable. That doesn't mean it happens in every case, okay? There are times an African-American is going to be killed and those folks involved made the wrong decision or a horrific mistake made. I don't buy this idea that it's just a small outlier, okay? Every job has brilliant people. Every job has good people. Every job has okay people. Every job has lousy people, including police officers. It's an incredibly difficult job. But sometimes you can be egregiously wrong. The part, I mean, what are the other parts that you guys want to see affirmed here by other people? Because you're allowed, whether he's in your party or not, to agree or disagree with attorney general decision, with grand jury decisions. No, we were not in the room. It's very easy for people, Adam, I think, to say, well, you weren't there and you shouldn't offer an opinion. 99% of those people say that. They're saying that because they agree with the decision. We've emphasized what was going on with the warrant. Can we prove from other folks what they did say? What information falsely was provided by the warrant? What information is going to be provided out by those folks who have the power to influence that is going to disregard what has been said? As a reporter and just as a curious citizen, Adam, what else would you like to know as more people are going to pursue more information about this? May have nothing to do with more charges, but things that you still like to know about this case.
Well, based on what I've heard about what happened and what transpired, it just seems like very poor police work leading up to the moment where all this all happened, why they were there in the first place. And it just seems like it was ripe for things to go poorly in this circumstance, whether no knock warrant, knocking warrant. It just seems like, what was the point of being in that at that apartment in the first place?
Dan?
Yeah, it seems like there's some procedures and protocols within the department that need to be reevaluated, both, you know, in terms of just, you know, how do you obtain the no-knock warrant? But, I mean, was procedure and policy followed in obtaining the warrant? Was procedure and policy followed in executing the warrant? And because there has to be – I mean, let me back that up. There doesn't have to be. But there should be some systemic issues that can be addressed via this tragedy. Even if legally these are officers, you know, by Kentucky law, shouldn't or can't be charged with a crime for this woman's death. This woman's death needs to mean something. So we have to figure out a better way of doing things to try and prevent something like this from happening ever again, or at least as rarely as humanly possible.
Anne. It's very convenient and easy for a lot of white folks who don't face prejudgment so frequently in their life just to say, see, there was nothing there. And see, just wait till the George Floyd case happens. Maybe the attorney general is 100% right. Maybe the decision made by the grand jury is 100% right. And it is a devastating tragedy that Breonna Taylor is gone. And that maybe it's clear from witnesses that the officers did knock on the door. But you also can't judge life just by what you say with your own eyes. And if you don't think people of color in this country are treated different than whites, then you are frighteningly naive, in my opinion. Or you are willfully deciding to not pay attention to overwhelming facts. That doesn't mean in every case. And so you can have individuals who are black, Hispanic, and others who say, you want to know why I'm still so ticked off about this one? Even if I accept what the attorney general, because there's going to be another case coming up soon and another case coming up soon. And the amount of times it's with a white person compared to a person of color, it's just not close. We're still trying to get a guest or two on this. It's one of those stories which happened on the fly. So we'll wait and see if that happens. We're going to get to other things. I know Adam is busy. So Adam's going to get involved with other news items that he's following locally tied to this and other stories. So we'll be back, but if you want to keep sending the text, you certainly can. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. On days like this, when a lot of people are talking about a very important legal decision, whether it's in the state or somewhere else, we love to bring Joe Freeberg into the conversation. Joe is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Thank you, sir. What?
Yeah, anytime, Chad.
Yes, sir. What has stood out most to you from the decision by the grand jury and comments from the attorney general about the one officer facing charges, really for firing shots in the apartment right next to Breonna Taylor's?
Yeah, as I understand it, he, looking at the case, it could be a decision by the grand jury that I can't argue with. It seems that her boyfriend fired first because these strangers broke into his apartment, as I understand it. The officers.
Well, can I just jump in on that one, Joe? Part of what the attorney general is saying today is, it was not at the time a no-knock warrant. Now, maybe it was initially and it was changed And there are some questions about what information was provided initially to have any sort of warrant. But the attorney general is saying, Joe, the officers knocked on the door and a witness has come forward to say that the officers announced themselves.
Okay. All right. So as I understand it, they essentially break in after knocking and announcing, and they get shot at, and they shoot back. Seems to me that they're absolutely within the spectrum of what they should do. And then apparently the third officer, apparently after the shooting was pretty much over, he fired another shot. Didn't aim very well, and it went through the wall into the next apartment. And if these facts are correct, the indictment is correct. And what he did is, we would call it in Minnesota, reckless use of a firearm. They have a different crime for it in Kentucky, but that's really what it is, or reckless discharge. And if, in fact, those officers went in good faith, and we have every reason to believe they were breaking into the right to the place they believed they should be breaking into, and got fired on, then they're supposed to fire back. And that's true whether they're in the right place or the wrong place, as long as they're in good faith. They clearly didn't think they were where they actually were, but apparently they thought they were doing what they should be doing. And so they shouldn't be indicted for anything.
So let me just talk about the warrant again, because you know this so much better than me, because we are debating how important this might be. For months and months, part of the debate has been, should we have these no-knock warrants? And what should the bar be to have those? To me, the layman, it seems like this is such an important part of the story. If they identify themselves, if they are saying, I'm an officer, or we're three officers, compared to if they just burst into the scene, and then the shots fire. How important to you is that part of this in distinguishing whether the one officer was charged should face more significant charges, or if the other officers should have faced any charges at all on this debate? Was it a no-knock warrant, or did they identify themselves? Or am I emphasizing that too much?
Well, no. If it's a no-knock, you got to understand, no-knock warrants are extremely rare here because all kinds of things can happen with them. You got to make a heck of a case to get a no-knock warrant. If, in fact, they did knock and announce, and so the people inside were aware they were police officers, and knowing that they fired at him or he fired at him, they have every right in the world to fire back. And if, in fact, in doing so, they hit Breonna Taylor, that's a so be it. I mean, it's tragic, and the whole thing's tragic, but a good faith mistake and you're in the wrong apartment. These cops were doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, the guy who fires later, I don't know what's going on with him, but he got indicted for reckless use of a firearm, but he didn't kill Breonna Taylor, so you can't charge him with it.
Give me the timeline thoughts. This happens in March. It becomes an enormous story because of the belief that many people have, myself included, that too many times blacks have been treated very differently than whites in police encounters. That does not mean by any means that every single time, but that the numbers to me are very clear. So because of this and how tragic it is, it becomes a major story. The amount of time it took from mid-March until here on September 23rd, is that too much time for you? Is that about right? What do you think about that?
I look, the attorney general was sitting on an explosive case. And if, in fact, they had evidence from somebody other than one of the police officers that they knocked and announced, he knew he was going to have a terrible reaction for not charging them with or not having the grand jury indict them for killing Breonna Taylor. And he may well have stretched pretty far to get the indictment he did. If he knew that they actually had knocked and announced and faced with that, somebody in the apartment that they were going into fired at him, then he's got a case where he knows he's not going to be able to satisfy the public outcry.
What do you say?
I wouldn't have wanted to be the attorney general in this.
Do you think they handled it in the procedure way, the proper way?
Yeah, I don't know why the delay, but I've also never convened and had a grand jury. It could have been very difficult to get a grand jury in this case, too. But I can't fault them for the delay because I don't know what was going on.
For an individual who's listening to us right now and says, here we go again. This is a black individual. Somebody's in their place. This happens. A person is dead. And the charges don't rise to where they think it should be. What do you say to that person who is looking at this and believes there is a pattern and maybe even is accepting the facts in this case, but says, guess what? It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. And it happens in a disproportionate way to people of color compared to white individuals like the two of us.
There's no question that there's a pattern that people of color are treated disproportionately, unfairly, and in fact, in deadly fashion. No question about that. But if you look at this specific case, that doesn't necessarily mean that all black people that are killed by police are killed by felonious acts.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to believe that this was the usual part of the pattern. I believe the Attorney General of Kentucky is black, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he's very well respected. And Kentucky also has a Democratic administration, although it certainly has a Republican legislature.
In this case, he's a Republican, but that he can be very well respected. Too many people are just willing to say, here's your credibility. Your credibility is higher if you happen to agree with me. It's got to be way higher than that, sadly.
Was the evidence that provided the probable cause for the search warrant stale evidence?
I don't know that.
If it would, that would require looking at it maybe a little bit closer, but it wouldn't really change the issue. If two police officers have a warrant that a judge signed, okay, and whether it required them to knock and announce or not, or whether they knocked and announced, knocked and announced because they thought it was a good idea. I mean, sometimes have knock warrants, cops have been known to knock and announce anyway for their own protection as well as anything else. So they were in the wrong place, but in good faith. They clearly weren't looking for Breonna Taylor. There was an object of this investigation. They believed that he lived in there. The judge signed the warrant. If, in fact, they announced their purpose for being there and who they were, and then they kick in the door and get shot at, they're supposed to shoot back. No question in my mind about that. But some of those facts may be disputed.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You and I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, exactly. All right, man, I got to fly. Thanks for coming on such short notice. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Joe Freeberg, who's handled so many cases that have been very important in our state on the decision with Breonna Taylor today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.